USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Hurricane Center is reporting heavy rains and gusty winds were spreading inland across southwest and west central Florida as Elsa weakened to a tropical storm early Wednesday morning. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is expected to press her G20 counterparts for a global minimum corporate tax rate above the 15% floor to which 130 countries just last week agreed to. The specific rate and potential exemptions are among issues still to be determined. The Pentagon has canceled the disputed JEDI contract. The Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure Project became bogged down in legal challenges almost as soon as it was awarded to Microsoft in October of 2019. The price tag was $10 billion over a decade. 62-year-old Miriam Thompson, a Pentagon translator, has been sentenced to 23 years in prison for passing the names of United States informants in Iraq to a person linked to Lebanon's Hezbollah terrorists. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Pentagon has responded to reports that looters unlawfully entered the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. Afghan leaders Tuesday said U.S. forces up and left in the middle of the night without informing anyone. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Afghan military officials said they were not informed that U.S. troops vacated the field. Not so, says former Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon spokesman.
Afghan leaders, civilian and military, were appropriately coordinated with and briefed about the turnover of Bagram Air Base.
Kirby was questioned about military vehicles left behind.
Some vehicles were left for use by the Afghans. Some were destroyed because they were no longer usable. And some were properly transferred out of the country. Some brought home, some transferred to other places in the region.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One side calls critical race theory pure racism, teaching our kids to hate based on skin color. The other side says the theory is about our history and needs to be taught to our children. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau attempts to make sense of it all.
The National Education Association pledged to teach critical race theory in all 50 states and across more than 14,000 school districts where the union operates. In addition, the nation's largest teachers union says they will dedicate a team of staffers to provide guidance on how to fight back against anti-CRT rhetoric. Cheryl Wonderchain is a parent in Northern Virginia. She tells Fox News it's no surprise that unions are in favor of teaching CRT.
These unions have really showed us their true colors over the past year with, you know, bullying the CDC into putting out guidance to keep the schools shuttered. Mm-hmm. And I had an opportunity to look at some of the agenda for the NEA meeting that just wrapped up. And, you know, there was nothing on there about, you know, increasing literacy or remediation for all the learning loss over the past year.
Mm-hmm. Israel is sending 700,000 coronavirus vaccine doses to South Korea in exchange for a future shipment of vaccines from South Korea to Israel. Under the agreement, Israel will transfer the Pfizer vaccines to South Korea in an effort to inoculate more South Koreans this month. South Korea will send the same number of doses to Israel as early as September. South Korea has so far administered first doses to just 30% of its population. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.